Blog Talk Radio.
And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated. And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated.
Come on, say it with me.
And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated.
One more time.
And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated.
Can I sing it to you how He gave it to me? I want to sing it to you how the Lord gave it to me.
I shall rise, I shall be, I shall go in victory. No weapon formed against me will ever overtake me. I shall rise, I shall be, I shall go in victory. No weapon formed against me will ever overtake me. And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated. And because God is the greatest power, we shall never be defeated.
Never be defeated. Shall never be defeated. Shall never be defeated. Shall never be defeated. My God. Come on, help me sing. Sing, I shall rise. Come on, sing.
I shall be. I shall be.
I shall go.
I shall go.
In victory.
In victory.
Weapon form.
Never be defeated.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, however you speak it, God, so this message, God, will be strongly brought across, Lord God, the way that it needs to be expressed, Lord God, so that those that really need to hear this and understand what you're saying on tonight will get it, that they will prophetically get the word that you're releasing on tonight, that you may get the glory because you're with us, and so that you may get the glory because you have our back, so that you may get the glory because if you be with us, who can be against us? That is the question for tonight. And we thank you for being with us on tonight. We thank you for joining and being attentive with your spirit on tonight, God. Release the way that you want to release on tonight, God. And I thank you for moving for your glory. In the name of Jesus, amen. I submit myself. Glory to God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Prolific Fire, everybody. I am your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you for taking the time to join everybody. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing unto you on tonight. The foundational text comes from Numbers chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. I'm going to read that from the CEV. Then I'm going to read Numbers 12, 1 through 11 from the NIV. So Moses was the most humble person in all the world. Miriam and Aaron started complaining. Moses had no right to marry that woman from Ethiopia. Who does he think he is? The Lord has spoken to us, not just to him. The Lord heard their complaint. The Lord heard their complaint. From the NIV verses 1 through 11 says, Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses. And the reason why they began to talk against Moses, they began to talk against Moses because of his Cushite wife, for he married a Cushite. Had the Lord spoken only through Moses, they asked, hasn't he also spoken through us? And the Lord heard this. Now Moses was very humble. He was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. At once, the Lord said to Moses, Aaron, and Miriam, come out to the tent of meeting, all three of you. So the three of them went out. Then the Lord came down in a pillar of cloud. He stood at the entrance to the tent and summoned Aaron and Miriam. When the two of them stepped forward, he said, listen to my words. When there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, reveal myself to them in visions. I speak to them in dreams. But this is not true of my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak face to face, clearly and not in riddles. He sees the form of the Lord. Were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? The anger of the Lord burned against them. The anger of the Lord burned against them, and he left them. When the cloud lifted from above the tent, Miriam's skin was leprous. When the cloud lifted from above the tent, Miriam's skin was leprous. It became as white as snow. Aaron turned toward her and saw that she had a defiling skin disease. He turned towards her and he saw that she had a defiling skin disease. And he said to Moses, please, my Lord, I ask you not to hold against us the sin we have so foolishly committed. Now, to Aaron, the sin he and his sister Miriam so foolishly committed against Moses, their brother, was simply that they spoke against him. They put that on the man of God, which is a sin because the Bible says, do not touch my anointing and do my prophets no harm. How many know that you can harm people in other ways than just touching them physically? You can harm a person with your mouth. So it was indeed a sin. It was a sin true enough, a sin they definitely committed in the text. But there's so much more to this than that. It's so much deeper than that. Allow me to break it down. You see, Miriam and Aaron didn't appear to have a problem with Moses or question his leadership capabilities until he up and married a black woman. I'll say it again for somebody. Miriam and Aaron didn't appear to have a problem with Moses, their brother, or question his leadership capabilities until he up and married a black woman. Tonight's foundational text lets us know that when Miriam and Aaron began to talk against Moses, it was because of his Cushite wife, but he had married a Cushite. Okay, Cushite in the Old Testament was a term they used when referring to Africa and Africans. Cushite in the Old Testament was a term they used when referring to Africa and Africans. Simply put, she was a black woman. She was a black woman, and they didn't like a black woman being married to their brother. Moses was a leader who was in a position of power, which also gave her a minimum level of power, being that she was his wife. And they didn't like that. Oh, no. A black woman having a level of power, oh, no. Same for a black man. Oh, no. They didn't like that. So they began to talk. Even had the nerve to say that Moses had no right to marry that woman. They didn't respect her enough to say her name. She was just that woman. Check the text. Go back and read the foundational text from the CEV. She was just that woman. He had no right to marry that woman from Ethiopia. They protested, suggesting that Moses was now somehow tainted because he married a Cushite woman, because he married a black woman, and therefore not worthy of the office he held. Somehow they suggested that Moses was now tainted because he married a Cushite woman, because he married a black woman, and was now, therefore, unworthy, not worthy of the office he held. Beloved, think with me. You know I like to make you think off a living fire, so I invite you to think with me on tonight. The Bible was written over 2,000 years ago, but its content is still very relevant to what's going on in this country today. Can't nobody tell me that God is not alive and well, because he left us with a Bible, left us with a book that is very relevant for today. He gave us what we needed in the form of the Bible, because it's very relevant. But how is that? Because remember, tonight's text came straight out of the Bible. How is it that racism is still an issue after all these years? Still an issue after all these years. Tonight's message. Still an issue after Dr. King marched. Still an issue after Harriet risked her life to free over 300 slaves. Still an issue after Reverend Jesse Jackson told them, I am somebody. Still an issue after laws have passed that are supposed, hear me, they are supposed to be for all. Still an issue after Jesus died a death that truly was for all. And still, here we are in the 21st century, so modern, but still so borderline. Still here we are in the 21st century, so modern but still so borderline oppressed, with the recent murders of Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, and George Floyd, just to name a few. So tired of my people. I'm so tired of my people ending up a hashtag on social media. So tired of trying to force people of other races and ethnicities to say her name, say his name. She had a name. He had a name. Say her name. Say his name. And there's truly nothing new under the sun, just like the Bible said in Ecclesiastes and 9. Because here in tonight's foundational text, Miriam and Aaron are pulling that same ish. They refused to say her name. They acted like Moses' black wife had no name. They put in that same ish. They refused to say her name. They acted like Moses' black wife had no name. They didn't respect her enough to say her name, which would be admitting that she was indeed a human being, just like them. They refused to say her name. They refused to respect her enough to call her by name, because in doing so, they would have to admit, that would be admitting that she was a human being just like them. You see, racism, seeing that Miriam and Aaron foolishly committed on the down low. They tried to be slick about it and do it on the down low. But that was the sin, the underlying sin that they committed on the down low. Secretly trying to hide their racist intent in the wording of their words against Moses. But still, how they felt could be heard, how they felt towards the woman Moses had chosen to marry simply because of the color of her skin, because of where she was from. It could be heard, and it was sinful, and it is sinful, because the Bible says, so God created human beings, meaning all of us, he created human beings in his own image. In the image of God, he created them, male and female, he created them. Genesis 1:27 from the New Living Translation. So those of you, because I know there's some out there, those of you like Miriam and Aaron that obviously have a problem with the color of someone's skin, know this. This is what I want to say to you on tonight, so pay attention because I'm going to say it strong on tonight. Know this. What you're really doing is hating on God. What you're really doing is hating on God and his image. What you're really doing is hating on God and his image. And if God be for us, who can be against us? That's a question that I want to know the answer to. If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. Not you. That's for sure. Not you. That's for sure. You can't keep kneeling with your knee on our neck. Oh, no. You can't keep kneeling with your knee on our neck. Kneeling in a position of prayer. But instead of praying to God, you're taking the life of a man, George Floyd, who was made in the image of God. You can't keep kneeling with your knee on our neck, kneeling in a position of prayer, but instead of praying to God, you're taking the life of a man, George Floyd, who was made in the image of God, a black man was made. It's an insult to the way that that beautiful black man was made. It's an insult to the way that he was made, the way my beautiful black sisters, sons, and daughters were made, the way they were created. And for mocking God like that, hear me, and for mocking God like that, you will reap what you sow. You will reap what you sow. Galatians 6:7. Let's see what happened in tonight's foundational text to Miriam and Aaron. Let's see what they reaped for speaking against Moses, for putting their mouths on Moses, and in doing so, spewing hate, spewing racism towards his wife on the down low, because, like I said, they thought they were slick. They spewed hate, spewed racism towards his wife, all the while speaking against him and doing all of it on the down low. I'm going to read in your hearing again, Numbers 12:9-11 from the NIV. The anger of the Lord burned against them, and he left them. When the cloud lifted from above the tent, Miriam's skin was leprous. It became as white as snow, and Aaron turned toward her and saw that she had a defiling skin disease. He turned towards her and saw that she had a defiling skin disease. And he said to Moses, please, my Lord, I ask you not to hold against us the sin we have so foolishly committed. Okay, this is where it gets good. Hang with me, family, because it gets good from here. Notice here, Miriam was punished. Aaron was not. Miriam was punished. Aaron was not. Why is that? One commentary said that Miriam was punished and not Aaron because she was the one that started it. That lit up in my spirit like fire when I read that in that commentary. It said that Miriam was punished and not Aaron because she was the one that started it. She started speaking against Moses first. She was the instigator who started the whole thing. So God punished her and not Aaron, which lets me know that God doesn't mind punishing the one who started. God doesn't mind punishing the one who started it. He doesn't mind punishing the instigator. I feel like somebody needs to take that even out of the context of the way that it's meant for tonight's message, and just apply that to your life and know that God doesn't mind punishing the one who started it. He doesn't mind punishing the instigator. But for the sake of this text on tonight, he struck Miriam with leprosy, a skin disease, because she started it. She was the instigator behind it all. So listen up, all those responsible for the murder of Ahmaud Arbery. Punishment is coming to your house. I said it as a prophetess of God. I'll say it again. All those of you responsible for the murder of Ahmaud Arbery, punishment is coming to your house. All those cops who failed to protect but murdered Breonna Taylor in her own home. And last but not least, every one of those dirty police officers who took part in murdering George Floyd. Something is coming to your house. It may not be leprosy. It may not be a defiling disease, but something is going to hit your house in response to the wrong that you've done, in response to the racism you've endorsed with your actions. You started this. You were the instigators, and God punishes instigators. Remember that. You started this. You were the instigators, and God punishes instigators. You may think you're getting away, but you still got to face God. No matter what, that they do the right thing. But even if they don't, you still got to face God. And God punishes instigators. And if you're sitting at home teaching your children to hate other races, teaching them white power, you too are an instigator. And if you don't stop, repent, something is going to hit your house too. If you're teaching them all that racist stuff because racism is taught, teaching your children to hate other races, teaching them white power and all this other junk, you too are an instigator. And if you don't stop, if you don't repent, something is going to hit your house too. Yeah, I said it. Remember, we didn't start this. You did. Lives matter. Period. Now, normally I would open the phone line for prayer, give you some personal info on how to reach me, et cetera. Not tonight. We ain't going there tonight. Perhaps I'll do that on social media later, so look for it. But just for tonight, let's close tonight's service with 8 minutes and 46 seconds of silence. Let's close tonight's service with 8 minutes and 46 seconds of silence. Just be in honor of George Floyd, in honor of George Floyd. That's how long he laid on the ground, unable to breathe. Let's do it in honor of Breonna Taylor and Ahmaud Arbery, because if their racist attackers would have just stopped to think for 8 minutes and 46 seconds and decided to mind their own business, that's all they had to do, thinking, mind their own business, Breonna and Ahmaud would still be alive today. They would still be alive today. Give me a minute before you start counting the 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Give me a minute.